Simon Says is the place. Mark Lowdy is my name, and Simon Littlewood is his name, president of Asia Now Consulting Group, ACG. acgrowthdelivered.com is the new website. In this envelope, we have a topic of conversation that all business leaders need to know about right now. Simon's got 2 minutes. 2 minutes of free consultancy. How much would that actually be worth if you were to invoice it?
You'd need a bigger piece of paper than
okay,
the one that
I don't even want to know. Here's the question for you, Simon. 2 minutes on the clock. How do you avoid bad debts?
Well, are we starting?
Yeah, okay, yeah, 2 minutes is up.
Well, the thing about bad debts is by the time people ask me about them, it's invariably too late. So in reality, you set the conditions for whether or not you're going to have bad debts right at the beginning of your relationships with customers. So let's talk about two things. Let's talk about what you do when you get there, and let's talk about what you should be doing now to prevent them happening.
1 minute and 40 seconds.
So first of all, you should understand the ability of your customers to actually sustain debt. So what is their financial situation, and how much money can you afford to have them owe you? Some companies understand the need to do this, but they're trammeled in Asia by the lack of good information. Actually, the information is much better now, firstly. And secondly, having determined a credit limit at the beginning of the relationship, they often don't monitor against that. So you need to determine it, and you need to stick to it. One of the reasons why they might not stick to it is because they like to sell more. The more you sell, the greater the level of exposure. And of course, selling more is often perceived in a sales-led environment as being wholly good. Mm. It's not wholly good. It's not wholly bad. It's okay if you manage it appropriately. But if you let it get out of control, if there is an issue with payment, then your exposure is very high. Yeah. So the way to avoid bad debts, set clear expectations, set clear terms, and stick to them. If you let a customer owe you a lot of money, the probability of payment diminishes as the length of overdue grows, right? So once you're in a situation where you're owed a ton of money, guess where the power lies? The power lies actually as much with them as with you, because if you push them over the cliff and they go bust, you're left being owed a lot of money, right? So mm-hmm. you don't really want to get to that situation. Okay. If you do get to that situation, then you need to set conditions for repayment where the aggregate amount owed less what you sell them diminishes on a monthly basis, and you need to get them to stick to that.
Okay, 20 seconds. There was a second point.
There is a third point, which is that you can use promissory notes. You can, in some parts of Asia, you can take essentially a promissory letter from a customer that he will pay you at a point in the future and take it to a bank and discount it. That's a way of dealing with the cash flow issue. Doesn't necessarily take away the risk, because at the end of the day, if they default, you have to pay the bank back. Yeah.
Okay. Promissory.
Cash flow versus bad debt. Promissory note. Very common in Korea and China.
Right. Okay. And there goes the buzzer.
In fact, I was going to give you one later.
Really? Why? Are you a bad debtor? Maybe.
Promissory
maybe
note. At some point in the future, I promise to pay you an exceedingly large amount of money.
Really? Hmm. What for?
No. But you know.
For doing this recording with you.
Absolutely.
It's good to know. Mm. Lunch will do.
It'll be results oriented.
Simon Littlewood.
Contingency payment.
acgrowthdelivered.com. Okay.